Recording is in progress. And today we're going to Yitzhashem finish the first parak. Thank you to all of you who have hung in there for the first parak. And it's an easy end, okay? Let's see what it says over here. The last thing we did was they asked him how his father was Noheg of Zera, and we had a machlokas. Then we said that it says Tony is in a courage from a Boker Chakra Husker Vitsia. So, trying about that was for Yatsev. I think that's what we're up to. Right. So, it says if you read Shema, we're on 17a2. Those of you who have the art scroll, Akari Shema Boker. So, Tzorach Lahaski, it says for Tzorayim, Ben was Vyatsi. You have to mention, he says Tzorayim. Rabbi Omer, Tzorach Lahaski, Bo Malchus, you have to say Malchus as well. So, Hashem Yimloch, Olam Voed, that we say right before Tzor Yisrael, that's the way we're Makayim, this din of Rabbi. Achayim, Tzorach Lahaski, Bo Kriyas Yamsuf, Bo Malchus Bukharim, obviously, we do all of the above. Is it an appropriate I would say that this is the mahus of makabel or mahus shamayim includes the idea of hashkacha pratis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that redeems us. He will be the only one that redeems us. Baladecha ein lanu melech golo moshiach. That's what the theme there. And so Mitzrayim was that's of course the flag of all redemptions, and that's why it's appropriate for Malchus. That's what I would say. I believe I just wanted to say one other comment that we always do Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, but then we say Kamar Masino Hayidno Rivas. What's the lashon? I forget the exact question. Who is it that we daven every day on sick people and on Tzvi Chachamim? One Rosh Hashanah says, "Come on, Kerb Yaisi," who says, "Oh, I'm needing a whole young person to judge every day." So I always felt, well, if that's the case, then the same way we do, we have an Inyan of Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. So there must be a description of Malchus in our Tfilos. And you don't have to look very hard because starting with the moment you wake up, you say, "Moidani l'fanecha melachai v'kayim." You have Malchus there. You have Malchus k'malchus kol olamim min Ashrei. You have Hashem Yimloch Olam Vo'ed in Kriyas Shema, and right there, there's Malchus all over the place. So I thought that this was like a shtuk kiyum in the idea that we're nid b'chayim. That's a pet thought of my own. I don't know if it's true, but take it or leave it. Rabbi Yeshua Levi Oimer, Tzorach Lahazkir is cool, and you have to mention all of them. Tzorach Loimer Tzu Yisrael V'Galo. And again, I'm not going to get into the details. That's obvious. That's what we do. Rabbi Shimon Hashem Rabbi Yeshua Levi. I think I did say it, but we could say it again. So we have that in Ezra Samusenu. And Rabbi Yeshua Levi says you have to mention them all. And right. Okay, next. Rabbi Yeshua Levi Omar. So now we're switching to Rakhsa Mazen. If you didn't say Ataraska Shimaratonu in the second bracha of benching, then Machzir also you have to go back and say the book again. Matam, why is that? It's because it says in the pasuk again the second bracha is Nor Lecha is the bracha was Yehoshua was Masakin when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So the theme of the bracha is Eretz Yisrael. So why, if you're missing Korah, is it Ma'akev the bracha? So the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk now that links Korah to the Eretz Yisrael. Vayitel lahem arzus goyim, v'nei ma avu yishmukukov v'saros avin tzorus, and therefore, If you don't have Torah, you don't have Eretz Yisrael. One without the other doesn't exist. So therefore, it's ma'akev. Rabbah Rabacha v'shem Rabbi in lo hisk avris ba'aretz. Again, if you don't say avris v'shvasanta v'sarinu, also oshal hisk bani Yerushalayim malchus beis David. Or if you didn't mention in the third bracha the idea of malchus beis David, maksir. Also, again, there all these things are ma'akev. Where did I get what from? I guess he felt that these were the major. I think that he examined the major themes of the brachos, and decided what was the
But we'll go. He doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Bavli explains it too much more. It says we have the exact same Gemara in Bavli. Yeah. Amar Abila and Amar Amar. By the way, how come Nashim or Nashim Chayev to say Al Bris Vash Kosam to Bisrainu? Is it a shaker for a woman to say Al Bris Vash Kosam to Bisrainu? Is it a shaker? Huh? Al Bris Vash Kosam to Bisrainu, Gamalt. So the Beis Yosef from Ben Akabayis in the Torah says that Ishtov Kugufo. I wouldn't have said it myself. That's what he says. Okay, next. Amar Abila, Amar Menachem Yerushalayim. Right. Well, they have their basher, they just don't know it. Amar Menachem Yerushalayim Yotza. Yeah. If he doesn't say Bani Yerushalayim, he says Menachem, he's Yotza. Makapora Mahakrila Avram. Now we're going to go to another topic. New topic. This is what Yerushalmi means. This is like Spitz Yerushalmi now. Makapora Mahakrila Avram. If you call Avraham Avram without the hay, Avram I say, Avram I say, Levi Omer, Basay Veloisa say, you're over both. Veloi Kore Od Es Shimcha Avram. Hare Loisa say, there's a Loisa say, Bahay Shimcha Avram, Hare Asay, there's an Asay. You know, this is, although it says an Asay and Loisa say, the famous book in Avram, as you know, doesn't really mean Mamash and Asay and Loisa say, it just means it's important to do it. It doesn't mean Mamash and Asay. What? And you know, and Avram Schwartz, Avram Kowalski.
Oh, those are people.
I mean, I don't know what the heck there is. Basic. Hatevon. Yeah. The Gemara's going to say it. Gemara's going to ask it right now. Hasevon. That's very good. You're coming to the Gemara. Hare Anshe Knesset Hagdola Koru Oso Avram. You see, in the davening we have there. Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher B'Kanta V'Avram. So how can we say that? So the Gemara says Shani, it's different. Sha'ad Shehu Avram B'Kanta. But we're talking about the time before Hashem chose him. So at that time he was Avram. So historically, it's not a problem, right? Pretty simple answer. Udu Kavos say, let's go. Since you're saying you're over Nasei, so let's take some of the other examples in the Torah. Hakori l'sara sarai over Nasei. You should also be over Nasei if you call sara sarai. So the Gemara says hunit stava leo. He was commanded to call her sara, but there is no commandment to the others. Okay, it says over here lo sikra es shema sara. I think the pasuk says you shall not call her name sara, but it doesn't say lo yikare like it says by Avra. Okay. Let's try another one. Hakar li Yisrael, Yaakov over Maasei. Over the same thing too. Should be true by Yaakov Avinu. So the Gemara says, Sheini need Paisaflo. It was an added name. Harishon lo nekar imenu. The first name was never removed. Like it says, Yaakov, Hashem calls out Yaakov and calls him after he calls him Yisrael. Hashem himself calls him Yaakov. So you see clearly, but it wasn't a name change, but it was an added name. Lo nishtana shmo shel Avraham, u'shmo shel Yaakov, u'shmo shel Yitzhak, lo nishtana, u'shmo shel Yaakov, sorry. Why was the name of Avraham and the name of Yaakov changed, but the name of Yitzhak was not changed? Well, even if it was added, how come they get extra names and Yitzhak doesn't? So lo fair, right? Five. Let's see. It says here, he says, very good. He says, just like Avram got a new name when he was Makayim Bila, and Yaakov got a new name when he defeated the Malach. So there's a very, very big event that happened in Yitzchak's life, which Be'akeda. So then we should have added another name for him, right? So Yerushalmi says, Elu, when it comes to Avram and Yaakov, Abosan Karu Osam Bishwan. Their fathers called them by their original names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the names later. In other words, the naming at the bris was done by the fathers. Avo Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karu Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the child you're going to have, his name will be Yitzchak, right? Shemuel Karasa Shmuel Yitzchak. So that's a different, like, you know, that's Halavai. Everybody should be have such clarity to know what name to call their child. Hashem tells you, you don't have to fight about it. Okay, Arba Nikru Achlon Elbi. four people were named by Akadosh Baruch Hu before they were born. These are the four. Elohim, Yitzchak, Yishmael, Yoshio, Yishlomo. Yitzchak, Kras, Yishmael, Yitzchak, Yishmael, Kras, Yishmael, Yishmael. Yoshio, Ben Nolaveh, David, Yoshio, Yishmael. And Shlomo, Kishlomo, Yishmael. So these are psukim that show that their names were assigned before they were born. Ad Kedom, but Tzadikim, this is true by Tzadikim, you have such an idea that the name is worthy of being named by Akadosh Baruch Hu before they're born. Avo Rishayim, Zoru Rishayim Mirachim. They're estranged from the time that they're born. In other words, So Basha Hushom at the time he was born, and plus he did tshuva. By Yikvaro say Yitzchak Lishmol, but not right that they both married him. So it could be the tshuva, and therefore right. Let's see. Actually, it says over here in the footnote 12. Ask your question. Again, the question for those online is, what about Yishmael? How was he, not considered one of the Rishonim? So it says here, he's initially righteous, and although he became sinful, he ultimately repented. So just exactly what we said in Mamash Mokhavu. Okay, next. It says, Ben Zoymer Oymer, Asinah Yisrael Shalahaski says the time was alone. In the future, everybody knows this Gemara, and in the future, Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to take a back seat to the ultimate Geula, right? That's what it says. So we're not going to mention we're going to say not that Hashem that took up Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, but Hashem that took us out from the land of brought us back from the north. Wherever that is, it's Russia, the North Russia. I'm not sure where the North is. Could be North America, could be Russia. I'm not sure. Amuloi, Loshe Yoke. So they said like this, Loshe Yoke, yes, Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean it's going to be completely gone. Ela Mitzrayim Musaf Al Hamalchus. Rather, it means Mitzrayim will be another appendage. In other words, the main one, we'll still mention the minor one, but the main one won't be Mitzrayim. Malchus Iker. The main thing is going to be the Malchus that we have a new kingdom, and we're trying to fail. I'm not going to go through what I went through last night. Same idea. It's just a similar example. Another example. A similar example. Altisku Rishonus. Don't recall former occurrences. Elohim Mitzrayim. That's the coming out of Mitzrayim. The Kadmoni is Altis Bonanu. Don't contemplate the early events. Elohim Malchus, meaning the four kings. I'm going to make a new miracle. Zug Chagog. That's Gog and Magog. So that's going to be the Messianic area. It's going to be a tremendous thing. It just means that the Iker, right? Well, let's see over here. It says here in English, the expression do not recall former occurrences and do not contemplate earlier events means that the remembrances of the redemptions of Egypt and the other kingdoms will be relegated to secondary importance, but they will not be forgotten completely. The language of Altizkru sounds a little bit more extreme than that, right? That's what your question is, right? Let's see in footnote 23 if he addresses your question. He has proved some other psukim that it's not true. Okay, fine. Mashal ma davadayma. What's the mashal? Echad shahimach maderach. He had a guy who was traveling on the road. And then what happens? He gets a wolf and he gets saved. So he comes home and he starts talking about this. You hear what happened to me on my way home? I was attacked by a wolf. Then he was attacked by a lion. He was saved from the lion. So he stops talking about the wolf. He starts talking about the lion. Then a snake comes. Need somebody else to get saved from that. Shaka Maisa Shneim, he forgets about the wolf and the lion. Hislam Masab Maisa Anokar starts talking about the snake.
Is that a regression or is it time?
you know what? I thought that, I mean, with the wolf and the lion, clearly it was, I was a little surprised to see that a snake was more scary than a lion. I would agree with you.
Maybe it's a time.
I don't know. Not sure.
If it was the other way, maybe the time would come in. Because
you don't see it.
Oh, because you don't see the snake, so it surprises you. Uh-huh.
Right, so the point is that since the pain of the snake was far greater than that of the wolf,
apparently it's greater.
So then that doesn't come in. If you did the snake, got through the snake first, and then the lion, and then the wolf, and you remember the wolf because it was the last one, then that includes the point. But this doesn't include the point. You always remember the hardest thing.
I think the Gemara is saying that the greatest nace is going to be the last one. I think that's the marshal. I think the Hatzola of Gog and Magog is the greatest. That's the best way I understood this Gemara. Yeah. Kachayu Yisrael Hatzaras Ha'achronos Mishakos Esarishonos. The latter tribulations caused the early ones to be forgotten. Okay. All right. Hadron Aloch Me'imasai. We have finished the first parak. Mazel Tov. Okay. Now we're going to start a new parak. Hayu Kairei. Okay. Tonight is 17, I think. Yeah. So they started Bays on Monday. Bays on, I'm sorry, Aleph on Monday. So we're up to the daf we're supposed to do now. Yeah. Okay, let's move. Let's not talk about whether it is. Let's just learn. He was learning. He was reading a Torah. He was reading the Parsha of Kriya Shema. I guess he was being Rav or Sedra. Whatever. He happens to be reading the Parsha of Shema. Leaning. And it was right after davening. And, whatever. It wasn't after davening. It was Man HaMikra with the time to read Kriya Shema happened upon that particular moment that he was reading the Shema for Talmud Torah. Im kivein libo, if he's mechavin his heart. Now what this means exactly is going to be a very big discussion. There are various possibilities here. Kivein libo could mean that you're mechavin to be yoytzei the mitzvah kriya Shema, if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana. If you hold mitzvah ein shrichas kavana, kivein libo could mean that you were careful how you read the words so that you didn't mumble them, so you said all the words. Kivein, that's the way the Bavli says the former two. And now the third shot, which we're going to see in the Yerushalmi, is kivan libo means you had in mind what the words mean. So those are three possibilities for kivan libo. We always say, I mean, everything is lave, lave, lave. I know why don't you resort to the Moach?
That's an English, that's a second part.
Yeah, yeah, something to think about. What the pshat is in leave. Okay, so if he's mokav in his leave, he's yotze v'im lav. If he didn't have this kavan or whatever it means, lo yotze, not yotze. Ube parakim, and if you're in between chapters of Kriya Shema, such as you said, almost zos b'sechel v'sharecha. At right there, it's the beginning of a new paragraph. So you're in between the parakim. Shalom ne'akavit. You could say shalom aleichem if it's someone who's mechubit. In other words, we always like to think how what could be a bigger icebreaker than somebody that talks mitten from Kriya Shema. He's talking. Look at that. The Mishnah says the Mishnah. It's exactly the same Mishnah. Shalom ne'akavit.
No.
We're gonna get to some more cases in a second. Umeshev, and you can respond as well. If someone had said Shalom Aleichem to you, you could say Aleichem Shalom. Umeemsa, if you're in the middle of a chapter, in the middle of the chapter of Kriya Shema, show me ha'ira umeshiv. Then if it's somebody who you're afraid of, it's a big machloik, it's exactly whether it's a melech that could kill you. Others say it means someone who you have to have covet for, such as your parents, whatever it is. Umeshiv, and you could respond to Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. Again, what I was trying to tell you before was, I once walked into the yeshiva in Scranton. I hadn't been there in like 20 years. I walk into the Beis Medrash. Everybody's steiging and learning, of course, and my old buddies are there. And I look at them and I say to them, Ms. Stama, if the Mishnah says that when you see someone, that you give them shalom, even if smitten Kriya Shema, it's Ms. Stama an Inyan Gadol to say hello to somebody you haven't seen in 20 years, I think you should give me shalom aleichem. And with that, a big smile goes across their face and they said shalom aleichem to me. But sometimes you just have to have, you have to bring out the point from the Mishnayos. What? A little chutzpah. Could be. Like, thank you very much. Yeah.
When you say Kiddush Lavana, you're in the middle of a bracha and someone says, showing up. No, I'm serious.
Yes, in that case, you do not respond. No, in that case, you don't respond because that's not greeting. The reason we say Shalom Aleichem is because you said, and we're trying to show that we're only referring to the enemies. But on you, the person standing next to me and my friends, it's Shalom Aleichem. So it's a totally different reason for saying Shalom Aleichem over there. And therefore, yeah. The best thing is to just, and that's it. Okay. If you're in the middle of.
And you can.
You do it.
You're in the middle of
it. If you don't do it, then you okay. Maybe. It could be. That's a good point. If you don't aimer, you read Muhammad's post, very good. If you don't aimer, but emsa shom mehayira. If it's the middle, then he's a little bit more machmer. You should only interrupt if it's mehayira. Or meisha mehayira covered. If it sounds covered, you respond. Because someone's saying hello and you're not to respond, obviously, is a bigger affront on their personal honor. Or beprakim, if you're in between chapters, if Yehuda says shom mehayira covered, meisha shom for adam, then you could say shom to anybody that says hello. Okay. Let's see, Yushalmiyam Rabba, my favorite person. Zoysen Meres, She'en HaBrachos Ma'akfos. Okay, this is going to be a little tricky. There's two Mahalchim and how to learn this Gemara. So let's see if we can remember how this goes. So from the Mishnah, again, the first case of the Mishnah, going back, right? He was just reading Chumash, right? So it says in Kivan Libo, so he's yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema. So however you learn it, but he wasn't saying Berchas Kriya Shema. He was just laning the Chumash, right? Obviously, if it says you yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema, you don't have to say the brachas of Kriya Shema. And that's the simplest way to explain what Rabba is saying. Zosa Meres, since the Mishnah says you yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema, and he's clearly not saying the brachos, and brachos ma'akos. The brachos are not ma'akev, the mitzvah saseh of Kriya Shema. That's clear in the Mishnah. It's almost like I would have said that's a raya shayna love tshuva. Like it's a perfect raya. And the Yerushalmi doesn't leave it like that. Now, the next line, this is where things get a little dicey over here. So in the art scroll, in the first approach, they take out this Amar Rabbi Yosef im Amar Sha'at Shu Tzarek Levarech Birech Tzarek Sheikhaven Eslibo B'kulon. They take that out. They're going to insert that line later. So we're going to follow this approach first, okay? So we'll just skip those words. So the Gemara is going to now ask a question on Abba. Hotevon veino mafsik. It says, in other words, hotevon means you could ask a question. That's the way they translate this. You could ask a question, veino mafsik. If someone is saying Kriya Shema, does he not have to interrupt himself between the first pasuk of Kriya Shema and the first parsha of Kriya Shema? Now, what they say that means is there's two aspects to this mafsik. One is that you have to be marif echad, that you're saying echad for a while. So that's considered one hefsik. I don't know why that's called a hefsik at all. I do not understand that shot. But that's what the mafarshim say. echad is not extraneous. It's just part of the mitzvah. You're just being myrach, that word. I don't understand why that's considered at all hafzik. Whatever. Let's leave that alone for the time being. But the other thing they say is that you say Baruch Shenko Mafuso Lo Lavad, which is certainly not in the Chumash, right? It's very interesting. You know, you take a look in Parak Aleph Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and you see the way the Rambam brings the whole Maisa with Yaakov Avinu. Like normally, you think of the Rambam as a Sefer Halacha, not a Sefer of Midrashim, but he brings the entire story right over there, smack in the middle of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and he says that Yaakov Avinu, since he said this in that story, therefore we also say it. It's like amazing thing. I don't know. But whatever it is, but the Gemara, so let's assume that's what the Gemara means for the time being. That if someone was saying the Kriya Shema, wouldn't he be mafsik with Baruch Shenkvo Malchuso Lo'olo Vayet between the first pasuk and the second pasuk? V'lo Tanisoi. And in the Mishnah, it doesn't mention anything about saying Baruch Shenkvo Malchuso Lo'olo Vayet. It just says here he was reading the Torah and he's Makavin Libo. So presumably, I guess the way that Yisham is assuming here is if you're going to be Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, you probably would have said Baruch Shenko Machuso Lolam Vayet as well. And since it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, that means the Mishnah is missing things. The Mishnah simply didn't tell us every single little detail of what he said. That's the way they're learning it. The finish is that even though he didn't say Berachas Kriya Shema, he still Yotze. Berachas Kriya Shema he didn't say. Well, Berachas Kriya Shema he did not say at this point. So, no, well, but that's the question. Right. Okay, you're asking a good question. You're right. That's part of the question. In other words, Rabba is saying we see from this Mishnah that Berachas are not Ma'akeh. Now we're having a question. We're saying, well, wait a second. There's other hafsekim which are not in the Mishnah, so they probably were said. So the same way that wasn't said, right? Hacha, as far as brachas are concerned, Avagav de Lotini Soy, even though it's in the Mishnah, Tzarech Levarach, maybe you also have to say it. So you're asking a question. So if he ended up saying Berachas Kriya Shema and everything, so what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Okay, that's a good question. Okay, I don't know. That's a good question. According to this Mahalakh and the Yerushalmi, it comes out it's very difficult. Then what exactly was the chiddush of the Mishnah since he ended up saying the brachos and everything else, alagat hazach. Okay, let's leave it alone for now. It could get complicated, the answer to that question. Okay. That's the Mahalakh of this Gemara so far. Now, in footnote 5, there's a brackets, which I think is Kedai for us to speak out, that the Gemara is going to say later on that if you are mafsik by pausing in the middle of Kriya Shema, the amount of time it takes you to finish the entire parsha of Kriya Shema, you're not yotze. You have to go back. So it's like this. The Shema passages in the Chumash, they're quite far apart from one another. Some are in Dvarim, some are in Bamidbar.
They're out of order.
And they're out of order. So the way he says it like this, thus if a person is reading from the Torah in order, he surely pauses between the passages long enough to complete all of them. Okay, one sentence. Okay, he just said the first part of the year. Okay, perforce, when the Mishnah states that he discharges obligation, it means this is so if he skips from place to place in the Torah and avoids any lengthy pause between the passages. Yet the Mishnah does not mention this, so it follows that just like it doesn't mention that idea that skipping around, so too it didn't mention the bracha. So that's another mahalach over there. There's yet more stuff on the bottom. We're not going to go into it for now in the interest of time. I'm Rabbi Yaisa. Now we're going to put in that clause that we skipped. We're now inserting it here. If you say you have to make the blessings, so birech, if you're assuming that the brachos are ma'akev, okay, we're in 18.82 now. If you're assuming that the brachos are ma'akev kriya shema, he's responding to this question. He says, let's assume you're right. Well, if that's the case, then the same way you have to be machaven as libo in kriya shema, you'd have to be machaven as libo in the brachos as well. He feels that the brachos kriya shema and the kriya shema itself are one unit in the sense that you have to have kavanah through the whole thing to mekayim the mitzvah kitzuros. Okay, so it's a maris sarko chavin as libo b'kula, in which case that would be the ultimate conclusion that you have to be machaven the kavanah to understand the perusha amilos throughout all the brachos. What do you think of that?
That one was saying the Kriya Shema, the Torah, and then all of a sudden, whatever, he thought, so then he can fulfill his obligations. But you had to have said the brachos before you go with the Torah. I mean, he had to say the brachos before he started reading the Torah.
That's brachos Torah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about brachos Kriya Shema. Yeah, okay. I think what we'll do is, what we'll do is we'll stop here. We'll start from Yudkas on base at the top tomorrow evening. Everyone have a good night. Thank you.